Hello, Peter Lynham.
Hello, how is it going there?
It's good. Now, what are we talking about for That's the Spirit this evening, Peter Lynham?
Well, I discovered that the Obon Festival is taking place in Japan this coming weekend, at least in some parts of Japan this weekend, and this is what we might call the Ghost Festival, and it's a really interesting example of how ancient traditions survive in a very modern society like Japan.
Mm-hmm. Now, this particular tradition has been celebrated in Japan for more than 500 years.
Yes, it goes back a long, long way. Mm-hmm. And it was originally imported in from the Chinese Buddhist Ghost Festival.
Yes.
Although this is a little bit confusing because in Buddhism in China, there's quite a blend of Taoism and Confucianism as well.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ghost Festival in Japan has taken on its own particular shape, especially the dances. The whole point of the festival is that there are some people who've died unhappily and they haven't had a proper send-off. The spirits of the wider world are still roaming around them, so they're subject to great danger.
Mm.
So it's essential that somehow they are laid to rest. And so they come back once a year. They will come back to haunt us unless we do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the theory of the Ghost Festival. And for this, it's a very, very popular Japanese holiday. Most people will go back home. Japanese, it used to be a very rural society,
mm-hmm.
and every little village would have its own Buddhist temple and its Shinto shrine. But, of course, these days most Japanese live in a great city.
Mm-hmm.
But they're all heading home this coming weekend, unless the festival in their part of the Japan is at a different time, because mm-hmm. it can be a little bit of variation.
So they're heading home to visit their ancestral family places and also clean the graves of their ancestors.
Not unlike those Chinese grave cleaning festivals.
Mm-hmm.
But they will also be involved in traditional dance.
Okay.
And I was quite intrigued learning about the Obon dances.
Mm-hmm.
Which seem to be around, called Yagura towers. So these are wooden towers that may exist in many of the villages or might be erected just for the festival.
Mm-hmm.
And around them, you dance, and there's some people going clockwise, some people going anti-clockwise. And so they're all traditional dances which are to appease the ghosts and to bring greater blessing for people as they leave.
Mm.
What I find quite interesting about all of this is that Buddhism is in charge of death in Japan. Shinto is in charge of life. So for most Japanese are not very much of either,
mm-hmm.
but nominally subscribe to both Shintoism and Buddhism.
Yes.
And so they'll take this cultural tradition and they'll follow it fervently and then forget all about Buddhism mm-hmm. for the rest of the year, virtually.
It does feel like a nice sort of way to pay some respects to your ancestors, you know, just sort of take a moment to think about where you came from.
Yes, indeed, and typical of Buddhism. It's not so much reverence to God. That doesn't necessarily come into it at all.
Mm-hmm.
It is reverence to the people who've gone before you in your own family. So mm-hmm. therefore, it strengthens family unit. Really strong and intense emphasis on the family that we're all connected with.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose it's a bit like the American Thanksgiving feast in that respect.
Mm-hmm. It must obviously about this time is probably peak summer in Japan. Does the season have much to do with the celebration of the festival?
Yes, I think it would be virtually impossible to do this festival in the middle of winter. Mm. I mean, Japan, rural Japan especially, gets bitterly cold if you're in the north.
Yes, a lot of snow,
And so, I mean, it's lunar-based, mm-hmm. and so it comes in the seventh month, so in the middle lunar month, it comes, and date is worked out on that basis. And that's why it varies every year as to exactly when it's held. But yes, I think you're right. It is very much, it fits because everybody, Japan doesn't get much in the way of holidays.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a holiday that everybody observes, and effectively the nation closes down.
Yes.
The period.
Peter, according to Wikipedia, another significant ritual practiced during the Obon Festival in Japan is to craft a cucumber horse and an eggplant cow. Do you know much about this?
I simply read on Wikipedia exactly that and saw the little example of it in the in those towers in Tokyo, which I thought was just so intriguing that symbolical figures from the kind of rural past get created. I could make little sense of that. I was really trying to work out how the dances work, to be honest.
The cucumbers and the eggplant in the picture on Wikipedia are pretty basic. They've just got some ice block sticks.
Yes, well, they seem to be just like sort of broken pentagons, really, I thought.
Yes. For some reason I thought it might be kind of a origami-level situation, but it's pretty simple.
It seems very, very crude indeed, I thought. Although, again, I suspect that the formality of the design, the balance of the design, is probably pretty important.
Mm. Peter, do you know much about the practice of this particular festival outside of Japan?
Yes. In fact, Obon is simply a variation of the ghost festivals, which are extraordinarily widely dispersed all throughout Asia, and indeed seem to have their roots possibly in going all the way back to Indian festivals at the time when Buddhism was very strong in India. So it's really quite astonishing. I mean, I've certainly read about ghost festivals in Vietnam, and I think I've observed them in the Philippines. But I think those festivals it's just that Buddhism is quite different in Japan than it is in the rest of Asia. Buddhism has taken on the Zen form is most characteristic, and then there's the Nichiren versions, which are quite secular philosophies of life, which stem back to Buddhism. So there's Buddhism in Japan. Buddhism came from Korea, was adopted as a kind of royal rite, and most ordinary people were Shinto, so they followed the local spirit customs, which is how I would understand Shinto, that it's spiritist traditions of the local spirits. But Buddhism gave a kind of unified idea, and then when under the Meiji Restoration there was this huge intensification of let's do truly Japanese things, and Shinto became dominant, Buddhists were terribly persecuted. And so all that was left were these local customs that were practiced in little villages. So it's very interesting that Buddhism has certainly had its ups and downs in Japan. During the war years, Buddhism bent itself. This seems absolutely extraordinary from what we know of Buddhism in other places. Mm. Bent itself into a militaristic philosophy. Now, there's a thought for you.
Peter, I was just thinking if we had anything similar in New Zealand where we recognise the dead and their spirits, and I guess kind of a newish Matariki.
But All Souls Night and All Saints Day mm-hmm. were exactly similar sorts of festivals. So
yes.
That's the festival on October the 31st and November the 3rd.
Yes.
And there indeed, I mean, it's not grave cleaning as such, mm-hmm. but it is certainly believed that the unhappy spirits will arise and will have this one time when they're out of Hades and come across the globe. So, I mean, I guess every ancient society worries about its dead, worries about, are the dead content? Mm-hmm. Have they died well? And so that was the Christian and pre-Christian version of the European version of these festivals.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And Matariki at all in a similar...
No, I don't think... I mean, Matariki festivals vary a bit, as I understand it, in different parts of Aotearoa. But I think the Māori tradition... And I don't want to claim expertise in this area, but I had a student who studied the way of the bone cleansing that took place. So after a body died, it would be left on a platform to decay for a period. Mm-hmm. So just out of the marae. And then after a year, the bones would be cleansed and would go into the little kite, into the little bag of bones by which... how much you would remember the ancestor.
Mm-hmm.
So whether there was a festival associated with that, but it does, I think it was linked with harvest, if I understand correctly.
Yes.
So that would make it perhaps a bit later than the Japanese festivals.
Mm-hmm. All right, Peter Lynham. Hey, thank you very much for this evening's That Spirit. We'll look forward to chatting in a week.
Excellent. Very good. Bye. See you then. Oh,